Marshall. He's been our number one starter since he stepped on campus. He tied the all-time record of wins at Yale. He went 28-12 in 4 years. And that meant from his freshman year going up against everybody else's number one, virtually in every start. He's if you need some comparison, he's very similar. I mean, I'm not going to say he's going to be this good, but he's very similar to Kyle Hendricks. He has great command. He has a really good changeup. He throws four pitches for strikes. He's ultra competitive. I told our people I can't lie. It's a little extra special because he's going to the Cardinals. I already texted with Bill DeWitt about it, and I'm thrilled that he's going to be a Cardinal. So is he. He said you better believe I'm going to try and wear number 48. And I told him, I said, well, I don't know, that number might not be available. I think it was retired, but.
It might be available in State College or Johnson City. It's not available here at the moment.
I couldn't be happier. The Cardinals are getting a high character kid from a great family. I've gotten to know the family extremely well over the last 4 years. They're unbelievable people. He's from Austin, Texas, and he's been a worker. He's been a great teammate, and he's performed. I mean, going 28-12 over a career at an Ivy League school is not easy to do. It's really hard to do, and he's the most competitive kid I've ever had. He's the best pitcher I've ever had. In 4 years, Rob, he missed zero starts. I'm really proud of him. Really proud.
What? And he wants to go play?
Oh my gosh. Given the guy the chance, dying.
Because, a lot of, senior graduates are thinking about, law school or med school or something.
He had nothing lined up, Rob. He's a baseball player. We don't get very many of those type of kids.
Right.
All four of my guys that got drafted, they're baseball players first. That's one of they were successful and they got drafted. They have their Yale degree and everything, absolutely. They're baseball players. Just so you get some perspective there.
He's been on the radar for a while, you're saying, yeah.
He has been, and in senior day this year, I quoted the Penn coach in our league. His name's John Yurkow. He's a young guy, some coach, but this team this year, I think, finished second in the nation in batting average. And Scott, played at Penn and he swept them three straight, and Scott pitched the first game, and even though he gave up a bunch of hits and stuff, but he won, and their coach, John Yurkow, who's a friend of mine, said after the game, I am so glad that I never have to see Scott Paulus' face again. To me, that says it all. As respected a pitcher in our league as there has ever been, every coach is like, man, he just needs so competitive. He had a couple games this year when I had to go to the park. You're losing like 3-4 in the seventh. And that's like really hard to pitch. When the other guy's team, the other guy's pitcher is coming in and it doesn't look like you're going to have, like, we're going to get any more runs. And it doesn't look like we're going to win. And I said, you've got a hold him right there to give us a win. And that was the exact thing that happened in his last start when he won his 28th game to tie the record. When we were losing to a kid that drafted before him, Ryan Smith, the Princeton, it was 3-1. And I went out to the mound and I said, listen, I can't tell you that we're going to get any more runs off this guy. And he's a left-hander. He's 94, 95. He's really good. And I'm like, but you've got to hold these guys right here. And he just looked at me and goes, you got it. And they didn't get any more runs. And we put a 4 spot up and we won 5-4. And so that's the kind of guy he is. He will give no quarter to anybody. He is ultra competitive, ultra competitive. You might not be able to see it because he stays pretty, he doesn't get emotional or anything like that, yelling and screaming after a strikeout or anything like that, but ultra competitive.
He's the kind of kid you want to coach, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, I just had four guys drafted out of the, and two two of the other seniors would have gotten drafted, but two of they both got picked. One was, it has been hurt, the other one tore his hamstring. Well, if one had six or seven seniors drafted, I believe. I'll tell you what, you know, people ask me all the time, what's it take to be a good coach? And I say, good players. I'm going to get exponentially dumber next year. There's no question about it. And I freely admit, I mean, it's my family, and yeah. Kind of, they're the best organization in baseball, and they treated me, I mean, who am I, and they treated me like a king for 30 years or whatever. I mean, that's why I just simply couldn't be happier that one of my guys was involved in them. I mean, I've become good friends with Bill Smith, because he's a great man, he's a Yale guy, he helped, you know, build on I finally did a Cardinal fantasy camp.
Yeah.
I'm back connected. You know, I did a signing last year, threw out a first pitch. I'm back connected again, more closer. I consider them family,
and
the whole organization, and they're the best organization in baseball. They're basically a small market team that's won 11 world championships.
Right.
They're like a mid-major basketball team. Who wins national championships.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Right.
And that's why they're a phenomenal organization. I can't tell you how happy I am that Scott's going. My family.